Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Palm Beach Symphony collects silent auction items for 9th Annual Holly Jolly Symphony Fete. Palm Beach Symphony is gearing up for its 9th Annual Holly Jolly Symphony Fete with a silent auction featuring phenomenal experiences and luxury goods. More than 50 guests donated items, including musical instruments, at a gift-gathering party sponsored by Mary and Will Demery, Palm Beach Design Masters, and hosted by Carol and Thomas Bruce. The event, catered by Sandy James Fine Food and Productions, will take place on December 8th at the Kravis Center for the Performing Arts. Funds raised will support music education initiatives, including the Instrument Donation Program, which has donated over 900 instruments since 2016. For tickets and more information, visit palmbeachsymphony.org/support/hollyjolly. Empowering Caregivers Conference returns to Broward County. The 2025 Empowering Caregivers Conference, hosted by the Area Agency on Aging of Broward County, will take place on Wednesday, November 19th, at the Illuminate Event Venue in Sunrise FL. This free event aims to support older adults and caregivers, especially those caring for individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases. Attendees can expect expert-led sessions, community resources, and networking opportunities. Registration opens at 8:30 a.m., with the conference running from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Lunch and goodie bags will be provided. The conference will feature speakers from the Dementia Care and Cure Initiative Task Force, including representatives from the Alzheimer's Association and Memorial Healthcare System. To register, visit the Area Agency on Aging of Broward County website. Sheehy Auto Stores drives forward for heart health, donating $351,000 to the American Heart Association. Sheehy Auto Stores has donated $351,000 to the American Heart Association through its Sheehy Has Heart campaign, raising funds for cardiovascular research, prevention, and education. Since 2014, Sheehy has contributed over $3.3 million to support the AHA's mission. The company's employees, customers, and partners rallied together to make a meaningful difference for families affected by heart disease. Sheehy's 30 dealerships across Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. hosted community events promoting heart health, demonstrating their commitment to community engagement. The annual campaign has become a signature tradition, blending corporate philanthropy and employee engagement to advance heart health. For more information on Sheehy Auto Stores community initiatives, visit sheehyhashart.org. Abilities Dance Boston to showcase original compositions at the Music of Abilities Dance Boston concert. Abilities Dance Boston will showcase 10 original compositions at the Music of Abilities Dance Boston concert. The event, taking place at Hibernian Hall in Roxbury on November 7th, will feature a 13-piece live orchestral ensemble performing pieces by composers Andrew Cho, Robert Gross, and Aaron Rodgers. Founder Ellis Patterson emphasizes the importance of these compositions in challenging ableism and promoting inclusion. ASL interpretation will be provided for an inclusive experience. Tickets are available for $35, with free and sliding scale options. Abilities Dance Boston aims to redefine the performing arts landscape by centering artists with disabilities and advocating for inclusion and access. For more information, visit abilitiesdanceboston.org. The ARC Baltimore's Fund the Mission campaign nears goal. The ARC Baltimore's Fund the Mission campaign, From the Foundation to the Future, is closing in on its goal to raise $75,000. Donations will support programs and services for people with developmental disabilities. The campaign honors the ARC's 75 years of history and the vital services they provide. The ARC Baltimore has been a powerful force for over 75 years, ensuring that every person with an intellectual and developmental disability is valued and included. Donations fill the gap not covered by public funding and support essential programs like employment training, family support, and public policy advocacy. To donate, visit From the Foundation to the Future on their website. For more ways to give, visit wthearcbaltimore.org/donate or call 410-296-2272.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.